I'm sitting in a dive bar on a Saturday night. Two rows of high tables lead toward a small stage at the end of the narrow room. Neon lights cast a weird glow. It's a pretty standard bar scene, except for the enormous marimba on stage.
Welcome to Helix Collective's Happy Hour in Cosmo Revolution, Los Angeles, bringing chamber music back to the people!
Should we lean in?
This is important chamber music
warm-up.
I'm Phil Popham.
Sarah Robinson.
I'm Laurie Black.
And you guys are Helix Collective.
Oh, yeah.
Helix Collective runs the LA chapter of Classical Revolution, which lies somewhere between a concert series and a movement.
It's now all over the world.
Including one now in India and Paris, Amsterdam.
Berlin.
What sets it apart is that its concerts are, well, chill. They take place in bars, coffee shops, where you can move around and talk. Tonight, the program is a suite of pieces named after different kinds of cocktails.
Who would like to suggest the first drink?
Go for it!
Sazerac!
You know, we were an all-classical group, really traditional, until we played Classical Revolution Cincinnati, and everybody was having such a good time, and we could just walk right off the stage and play to people and talk to them, and it just revolutionized our idea about how fun a classical music concert could be socially if everyone was involved.
I think as classical musicians, we don't realize how uncomfortable it can be for people who aren't in that world.
It's funny, I feel myself even uncomfortable at my own classical music concerts that are traditional. Like, I'll go and I'll hear a chamber group that I want to hear because they're awesome. But I'll go and I'll sit down and I have to sit there still and quiet, and God help me if I have to cough or sneeze, you know. I remember watching this poor woman in a piano recital trying to hold in a sneeze for maybe 30, 40 seconds, and I just wanted to yell, you know, let this woman sneeze, it's okay.
I think for me, I really need both. I like being in a concert hall with that unnatural silence broken by an amazing orchestra. And I love being in a club where our music is just part of the experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got everything in here. I mean, yeah. Cello quartet. That was an interesting one. Piano solo.
Yeah, we did a battle of the bands of classical chamber groups where they kind of all fought for the audience vote. And the winner, it was a soprano, Katina Mitchell. And her and a cellist, medieval meditationalist,
doing,
I think,
was the Hildegard of Bingham and some Ockeghem.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
so
what the hell was it doing in a bar?
And
I mean, there was a basketball game on the TV. Not one person was watching that screen. They were listening to a drone and a soprano.
Classical music can be a hard sell. Stories abound of orchestra budget crises, musician lockouts, dwindling and progressively aging fans. Some go so far as to say that classical music is no longer relevant. And if you type "is classical music" into your Google search, one of the first autofills is dead. But these outlooks are not only fatalistic, they're kind of inaccurate. Because other organizations, like Classical Revolution, tell a completely different story.
When they asked me to play with them the first time, just being in the new music scene, I didn't expect much. I was like, yeah, we'll go in there, play some tunes, and get out. And then we started playing, and people started coming in. It was getting more and more crowded, and then it was, like, packed. And I was like, oh, my God. And
it's
thought,
like people that go to all their concerts.
Exactly. And
like,
my thought was, oh, they're just here for the bar. The set ended, everyone left.
That's Thomas Kotcheff and Sarah Gibson of Hocket. They're a piano duo that specializes in contemporary music, especially pieces for toy pianos. They'll be playing at Classical Revolution's next show.
That's also another amazing network of toy piano composers. Which is a whole thing.
I love that that's a thing.
I know.
Well, and like even the composers that we've commissioned, they're like, can we use toy piano? You know, and they've been like really excited.
This is such fun music that we thought would be really fitting.
And very transportable as well.
Exactly.
Which is great.
When you had the toy pianos, I was thinking, perfect. Classical Revolution does these concerts in a bar. We can go there now and do it because we have the instruments that can go there.
True.
You know, I hear classical musicians say, oh, well, the audience needs to come up. They need to, they need to respect
They're
what we're giving them.
Enough.
Right. Exactly. And it's terrible. I believe this 100% that the audience has no responsibility at all. It's our job to make our show relevant to them. Yeah. That's our job. It's not their job to see the relevance of it. It's our job to show it undeniably, where even if they're not thinking about it, they get that feeling in their bones that something is going on that's bringing them out. That's our job.
Right. Classical Revolution LA plays a show on the first Saturday of every month at the Silver Lake Lounge. Their next concert on March 7th will feature Hockett and Now Here Ensemble. For Ampersand, I'm Elizabeth Nonamaker.